Lucas, what will it take for scientists to admit that indeed, beyond the two astronomers who think it's out there, that this brown dwarf is there?
Well, many do admit it. If you look at the Binary Research Institute, lots of scientists believe this. It's just that you don't see them on the news. You know, they're not covered on the news. The ones that promote the theories that keep the public calm are the ones that are seen on the news.
Yeah, well, that's true. Now, tell me, what's your take on chemtrails? How does this tie into this?
Well, for years, a lot of people have been seeing these chemtrails in the air and saying, oh, the elites are killing everybody, they're killing everybody. Well, I started doing research into it, and the first thing you have to look at is, what are chemtrails made of? Well, a news report out of Louisiana, the news went out there and took samples, had it tested, found high levels of barium. Barium absorbs radiation. It's known as a getter. It basically, it absorbs the subatomic particles as they come into the atmosphere. That's why they've been spraying these things all these years, is because they're trying to block out the radiation. And, you know, the thing that led me to that about chemtrails was I was thinking, well, you know, the elites are people too. They have families, they have friends, they have children. Why would they be poisoning themselves? So they must be doing something, the lesser of two evils is to try and block the radiation out, and that's exactly what barium does. It absorbs radiation, and what do brown dwarf stars do? They put out radiation, so it fits
interesting.
Perfectly.
Interesting. So you're convinced we know about this?
Oh, certain people in governments do. China's building all these giant ghost cities. I'm sure you probably heard about that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, they're building all these cities ready for habitation. We've prepared tremendously here in America. They've moved all the facilities up to the mountains. They've relocated the CIA, the military. They created a new branch of the military called NORTHCOM, which basically runs the entire military, and they located them in the mountains in Colorado. So they are relocating everything to the mountains.
Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about Yellowstone.
Okay.
Because this is so significant. There is so much activity there. This thing blows up every 640,000 years. It's a caldera, which is almost like an inverted volcano, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got that look to it. It's underground. It doesn't stick up above ground. And then when it goes, the whole thing just goes down, and then it blows up. I've been told, Lucas, that there's enough ash in that area that if it blows, you could have 3 to 6 feet of ash throughout most of the United States.
Yeah, and that's not the only that's not the only problem with Yellowstone. It's got a very high glass content to its lava. They found it last time that Yellowstone erupted, animals died on the other side of the planet, because what happens is these little tiny fine microscopic particles of glass that look like snowflakes get caught in the lungs, and your lungs think it's a bacteria, so they produce phlegm, and what happens is it causes a pneumonia-like situation. So they found that different mammals had died all the way on the other side of the world last time Yellowstone erupted.
All right, so what are the possibilities that this thing could happen in the next 20 or 50 years?
Well, the way that things are going, it looks like it's picking up. They've installed all kind of new monitoring equipment out there throughout Yellowstone. There's been all kind of swarms of earthquakes. And you notice the swarms of earthquakes don't generally happen throughout the summer, and they start, like, in 2008, they had a bunch of swarms that were, like, in December and January, and then 2009, the same thing, and 2010, the same thing. So the swarms seem to pick up towards, like, when the Mayan calendar says, December 21st. So it seems like whenever we're at that part of space around the sun, we're close to something that's affecting it.
Well, that could be. New Madrid, that's another problem?
Oh, yeah. They've been getting lots of earthquakes out there recently, especially in like Guy, Arkansas.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And
Greenbrier and everything else. They've had 700 in the last several months.
And remember, that's where the first bird kill happened, was in Beebe, Arkansas.
That's
which
right. Good point.
Not far from where all the earthquakes are happening. And then the first fish kill that happened was only a few miles to the west of that. So, that's it all pretty much ties in together. Not only that, but the government is preparing. FEMA just purchased 140 million MREs for, and they cited in the reason why they're purchasing.
And for people to know, that's storable food.
Yeah, storable food. They basically purchased these MREs, and they cited in case of a New Madrid fault quake. So they're, Mountain House, too. They're constantly running out of freeze-dried food.
So what is your take on all of this? I mean, what do people do?
Remain calm. That's probably the best thing you can do, is not get all freaked out, because, you know, that'll be detrimental to the greater whole of things.
So. I mean, it's happening now. You can feel it. You can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Most people can feel it. You don't even have to watch the news or anything to know that there's something really big in the works right now.
Well, and I'm even convinced, Lucas, that let's assume there is this brown dwarf out there. You believe it is. Let's assume it has some kind of gravitational effect on the planet. It's got to have the same kind of effect on people, on their heads. You know, we're primarily water. We see what happens during a full moon. I've talked to enough EMTs and police officers who say they get more crime and bizarre reports and call-ins during full moon periods than any time.
Oh, yeah. Now, you bring up a really interesting point. Let's go back to the story of the Tower of Babel that happened when this happened. Yeah. Everybody forgot how to talk. Okay?
Yeah.
When this object happened, basically they lost their ability to talk. See, the human brain, throughout our lives, from the time we were born, we build these neuronet pathways in our brain that can be easily broken by subatomic particles. So if we get a rain of subatomic particles on the planet, I mean, depending on which side of the Earth is facing at the time, many people might actually be taken back pretty far in IQ.
I have had people tell me, Lucas, that they feel weird, physically weird, strange sensations that they've never had before. I mean, they think that they're having panic attacks, heart attacks. They go get checked out, and they're fine. Is it possible that this kind of gravitational pull would have an effect on somebody that way?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's a combination of things. I mean, look at all the media that's been pumped into us for the last 20 years. Look how it used to be with Andy Griffith and now how the TV is today. So I'm sure that has a big part of why people feel stressed, seeing all the murder and death and all that on TV. But besides that, I would say that, yeah, the subatomic particles are a major impact on people's lives.
Tell me about what the ancients said about this time period today.
Well, they were there's a book called the Colburn Bible, which is a compilation of ancient Egyptian and Celtic texts from back around the time that the Bible was written. And they described it pretty in depth. They said one of the passages says, "It twisted itself about like a coil. It was not a great comet or a loosened star, being more like a fiery body of flame." And then they say, "The doom shape is a circling ball of flame which scatters small fiery offspring in its train." And it said that God caused a dragon out of heaven to come and encompass her about. So the seas were loosened from their cradles and rose up pouring over the land. So the ancients, not only the Sumerians, but the Egyptians, the Celts, and a lot of different, there's over 1,000 global flood myths throughout all the civilizations of history.